Similarly, despite frequent warnings from the United States and Israel and others, the Iranian nuclear program steadily advanced 4 years. By the beginning of my presidency, we built a coalition that imposed sanctions on the Iranian economy while extending the hand of diplomacy to the Iranian government. And now we have an opportunity to resolve our differences peacefully. The odds of success are still long, and we reserve all options to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. But for the first time in a decade, we have a very real chance of achieving a breakthrough agreement, one that is more effective and durable than what we could have achieved through the use of force. And throughout these negotiations, it has been our willingness to work through multilateral channels that kept the world on our side. The point is, this is American leadership. This is American strength. In each case, we built coalitions to respond to a specific challenge. Now we need to do more to strengthen the institutions that can anticipate and prevent problems from spreading. For example, NATO is the strongest alliance the world has ever known, but we're now working with NATO allies to meet new missions, both within Europe, where our eastern allies must be reassured, but also beyond Europe's borders, where our NATO allies have to pull their weight to counter terrorism and respond to failed states and train a network of partners.